Have you heard from any of the descendants of any of these landowners, cattle owners?
That's another great question. The first one that we came across was Jane Warrens. And Jane was a former slave and, of course, was freed in Bexar County. Her brand was filed in 1875. So far, Jane is the only African-American woman that we've been able to find in the Spanish archives with a brand from the 1850s until 1930. We're still searching post-1930. But some of Jane's descendants do live in San Antonio. There are some that live in Houston, and we have had face-to-face discussions with them. Jane's brand is YOK, and we think it was the lazy YOK, but the descendants are not sure about the symbolism of it. So we're still searching and hoping that we'll get lucky and find out why she selected those characters, the YOK.
And I love the fact that you're keeping these cattle brands alive. I've noticed you have a baseball cap that you brought with you today, and you have a lot of baseball caps that have the brands on them, and I think that's fantastic.
Right. The brands became clues, if you will, in our search to find out where the people lived, who they were, and how they evolved into the community. So we got the idea to use them as a conversation piece, but also to inspire people to be proud of this history and this legacy. We didn't expect to find quite so many, but it's been really great, and we've had a lot of fun with them. Every day during Black History Month, I wear one, and then other days outside of Black History Month, I wear them. So